A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I'd like us to start a discussion today on who to follow and what to follow in this new year. Don't forget, towards the end of last year, we started a discussion on who not to follow. Who are the people and what are the things that you must not follow? And so before discussing who are what to follow, I have a conviction to review those things and people you must not follow. Before we discuss who and what to follow, who or what am I not to follow? Number one, we said you must not follow sinners. The Bible says, when sinners entice you, do not consent. Don't follow sinners. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 and verse number 15. Don't follow sinners. We also said that you must not follow what you see. You must not follow your sight. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So don't follow what you see. Number three, we said, if you're going to succeed, you must not follow strangers. In John chapter 10, verse 5, Jesus Christ said, the voice of the stranger, they will not follow. You won't even hear the voice of the stranger, not to talk of following the voice of the stranger. And so don't follow a stranger. A stranger is a danger. We also said you must not follow your own way. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Don't follow your own way. Your own way may not be the right way. Follow the right way, not your own way. We also said that you must not follow the crowd. Don't follow the multitude. The multitude is not always right. That the people are many does not mean they are correct. So don't follow the multitude to do what is wrong. Don't follow the crowd. Those who follow the crowd usually get lost in the crowd. So that you won't get lost in life, so you won't get lost in destiny, do not follow the crowd. We also said you must not follow your feelings. Feelings are not always right. There are various reasons, certain things that precipitate the feelings you're going through at the moment. If you have money, something happens positively to you, it affects your feeling. If something negative happens, it affects your feelings. And so you must not base your decisions in life based on what you feel at the moment. Don't follow your feelings. Feelings are not always very correct, and it is not a good yardstick for measurement of things to do in life. Don't follow your feelings. You may have a feeling based on your perception. And we have often said perception is stronger than reality. Your perceptions may not be right. And if you follow this perception, follow this feeling, you may head for failure or for disaster. So don't follow your feelings. We also said you must not follow the weather. The weather is not a stable authority to follow. You can't follow the weather. Those who observe the cloud, they will not sow. And those who observe the wind, they will not reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4. Do not allow the cloud or the weather to determine your lines of action. Take accurate decisions for your life and don't ever base it on the weather. So many people depend on the weather. They don't go out if it is cloudy. They stay indoor because it is cloudy. And this may affect your results in life. And this may hinder you from entering into the greater glory that God promised you. If you want to succeed, go out in spite of the rain. If you want to succeed, go out in spite of the traffic situation. Just go out and just press on. You are somewhere great you are going. Don't allow anything to stop you. Don't say there's a lion in the street. I will be killed in the street. Who told you? The person who came to tell you there's a lion in the street, did the lion kill him? Go out. Don't allow anything to keep you indoor. Don't allow the weather to determine your actions or your inactions. We also said you must not follow mockers or scorners. In Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Don't follow scorners. Scorners are mockers. These are the people who talk down on the things you venerate. These are the people who desecrate the things that you consecrate. Don't follow mockers. And mockers are plenty everywhere, particularly on social media. Don't follow mockers. Don't follow scorners. They scorn at whatever a man is doing. Don't forget Sambalat and Tobiah. They scorn the children of Israel. They scorn their achievement. Don't follow mockers or scorners. It is a very wrong thing for any man to do. Don't follow a man of anger. It is important for you to avoid whoever is an angry man, whoever has a very short fuse. Don't follow that person. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 24 says, with an angry man thou shalt not go. So don't follow a man that is given to anger. Anger is just one letter short of danger. An angry man is a dangerous man to follow. So don't follow a man of anger. Don't forget, you must not follow your own way. And we also said, you must not follow the divisive. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17, a man who causes division and offenses, the Bible says you should mark them and then avoid them. So anybody you know around you that is always sowing seed of discord, the word of God has given you a clear instruction. Mark that fellow and avoid him. There is the need for you to avoid whoever is creating offenses. Anyone that is bringing you information that will cause anger, that will cause offense between you and another person, don't entertain that fellow. That is the person you should run away from. Whoever is bringing you tales about another fellow that is capable of causing division or an offense, that is a person the word of God says you should mark and avoid. And so pathetically, there are people in the house of God who speak in tongues, but they are so excited about creating offenses and division among people. And so these people are within us, they are among us, but the word of God says we should mark them. You can't chase them away. There are divisive people who come to church. You can't excommunicate them. The house of God is for everybody. Even Satan goes to church. But so Paul said, just mark these people and avoid them. That is the only thing you can do. Mark them and avoid them. And also finally, we said, don't follow tradition. Tradition is an unreliable authority. This is how we have always done it. It's the reason why no new thing has been accomplished or achieved. If you are always fixated on how it has always been done, you won't break new records. You won't set new records. You will follow the old trail. You can think outside of the box. You can do something unique, something different. You don't have to do it the way it has always been done. Don't follow tradition. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for casting away the commandment of God to satisfy the traditions of men. Don't follow tradition. It is an unreliable authority also, an unreliable thing to follow, the tradition of men. You may wish to see the rebuke of Jesus to the Pharisees in Mark chapter number 7 from verse 5 to verse number 8. Don't follow these negative paths. Don't follow the evil way. And the Lord will help you in the precious name of Jesus. Let me pray for you this morning. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will help you by His Spirit not to follow these wrong parameters in order to achieve your purpose. The Lord will pour upon you the grace to avoid those people that need be avoided, to drop those things that need be dropped. I pray that the Lord will empower you to avoid negative people around. The Lord will help you. You will be divinely strengthened not to follow the crowd. I pray in the name that is above all names, whoever will lead you to failure, whoever will lead you to crash, you will not follow that person. in the name of Jesus. I am praying in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will guide you by His Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will be your guide. It will lead you and it will show you who to avoid and what to avoid. I am praying for the spirit of discernment, the ability to be able to discern between good and evil, to be able to discern between right and wrong, to be able to discern the people who are camouflaging as friends, enemies camouflaging as friends. I pray that the Lord will release upon you the grace and the ability to discern, to identify these people and to avoid them. In the name of Jesus, you will not follow wrong people this year. You will not follow wrong association this year. You will not follow wrong things this year. In the name of Jesus, you will not be led into error. You will not be misguided. You will not be misled by the power of the living God in the precious name of Jesus. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you, that the glory of the Lord will be seen upon you. As you avoid these people and these things that must be avoided, you'll be guided into the place that God has destined for your life. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this evening, 5:30 p.m. for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project. That is a Bible study. It is interdenominational. You may wish to join at that meeting. Your eyes of understanding will be enlightened, and the Lord will bless you as you come. 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, join me later tonight at 9 p.m. for day 29 of our 30 days of power. 30 days of power started on the 2nd of January, and today is day 29. Don't miss it, 9 p.m. The platform is my YouTube and Facebook channel, and the handle is at Yemi Griezmann. The Lord bless you as you attend. Don't forget to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Griezmann Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.